Good morning. Come on in, everybody. Welcome.
It's Wednesday. Ask me anything. Come in, come in. I come to you today with my Where's Waldo shirt on, dress. So hopefully y'all can see me and I'm not too camouflaged because I'm Where's Waldo today. Come on in. Week one. It is March. It's my birthday month, which makes me happy. And also, it's week one of Eat the Foods You Love Without Losing Control, which is amazing. I keep calling it, it tastes so good. That's not what it's called. Keep calling it that, but that's not what it's called at all. It just tastes so good. That's not what it's called. But you can find it on our website, nobswomen.com, under courses. This month in No BS, it will take you straight to the course page. And so that's what's going on. Every week, make sure if y'all ain't getting your emails, make sure you're getting your newsletter on Sundays, y'all, because we put a lot of time and effort into those. And we've got some wins in there, like people who like posted in Facebook that they've, gotten a win. So you can get some a little bit of inspiration. You can find out what Corinne wants you to do this week. Find out what's going on in the membership, anything that's coming up. You get those on Sunday. Make sure you're checking your mail. If you are not getting them, you need to get them. You need to email us and let us know so we can help you. The newsletters are amazing. So make sure you are getting your newsletter. If you are not getting them on Sunday every week, check your spam and junk mail. And if you still don't see it, email us. You can hit reply to any email we've ever given you, sent you, or click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page, and get to us that way. So it's my favorite day of the week, Wednesday, because I spend all day with members. So I do this and then I answer emails all Wednesday. So let's get going. So this week, it's a good week. We ain't got to do nothing except notice our patterns of the foods that we love that just taste so good. Now, I will be talking just for a few minutes about the first couple of lessons, I just did the START program. I took some members through the START program, and they really did like it whenever I would start the class with my takeaways from the lessons, because we all hear something different when we listen to them. So I would suggest you listen to them. First of all, there's a couple of ways you can listen to this course. This course, we are dropping it for the first couple of weeks. You're getting a lesson not every day, like today was Kathy, but on the days that it's the regular 365, you're getting the lessons in your Corinne 365 podcast. So make sure that you have downloaded that private member podcast. And but you can also, of course, go on the website under courses in this month and OBS and watch the videos. But this week we were doing lesson one and lesson two. And we're talking about just noticing your patterns of when you're eating. And lesson one was kind of like an introduction, but lesson two, I did take some notes. I took some notes. And I'm a pen and paper girl. I don't know about y'all, but some of my digital divas, but I do have some notes. So lesson number two is just starting to identify your pattern. So it feels like foods are in control, but here's how we know it doesn't. They're not in control. Because let's say that bread is your poison. Girl, if you get me within 10 miles of a piece of bread, maybe that's how you describe it. If you get me anywhere in a room of bread, I just cannot turn it down. And then I have to eat it till it's gone. And even looking at bread, makes me gain 10 pounds and whatever. Maybe that's your story. If that were true, when you walked into the Publix and you took a right and you saw all of the bread that they had made, you would just be standing over there like a raccoon, raiding a trash can, eating all of that bread. But you somehow managed to walk past it. If cookies are what, gets you revved up, you couldn't go to the bakery section. You could not walk down a cookie aisle. There's no way you could do that. We couldn't do it. We would just be like the cookie monster, right? Couldn't do it. If chips, girl, MJ, I can't say no to chips. We couldn't go down the chip aisle. Ice cream, next thing you know, if ice cream was in control, we'd be walking down the frozen food aisle with a spoon in our hand, just sitting on, and then we'd just drop and open the thing and just be going to town eating ice cream. That's not what we do. We go for long periods of time where we say, I just won't eat it. I'm not going to buy it. I'm not even going to bring it in my house. And we walk right past it and it never jumps in our cart. There are people that like we go to a potluck and there's a cookie there, a whole tray full of cookies, and we have two or three, but we don't eat the whole tray. So we know that food is not actually in control. That's just the story that we tell ourselves. So it's a pattern. The reason we feel that way is it is a pattern that was created because of a circumstance that we had in our life. So, for instance, when you got tired and you started eating ice cream on the couch, now all of it, you've done it long enough that now tired equals ice cream. When you're stressed and you eat some sweets, the next, when you start to feel stressed, your brain is like, girl, I got you. I know what we do here. Don't fret, my pet. We eat sweets. You're stressed. That's what's going to calm you down. Next thing you know, you're eating the sweets. And it started, why? Because we didn't have any other tools to use to regulate our emotions because we're emotional eaters. That's the only thing that has happened. So here's what happens. You say, I'm just going to have a little bit. I'm just feeling a little bit bad. I'm just going to have a little bit. Next thing you know, a couple of things could be happening. The minute the food hits your mouth, you're like, oh God, I'm ruining my diet. I'm never going to be able to lose this weight. You just start to worry. Sometimes your brain just shuts off. It was like stress equals sweets. And it just, for a minute, it'll shut my brain off. You maybe feel ashamed that you just couldn't say no. So you eat a whole bunch of it to get it out of your system. Maybe that's what happens with you. So this week, we just want to know what creates the patterns that drive you to the food. So you're just going to notice this week. Oh gosh, I notice every time I'm tired. I think so and so is the answer. Ice cream is the answer. Cookies are the answer. Every time I'm pissed this week, I notice my brain is offering up the solution of whatever it is, cookies or sweet or candy jar or whatever. The thing that you know you go to, and you just, next thing you know, you just like raccooning. So that is what you're doing this week. We ain't even changing nothing. We're just gonna notice. Just gonna notice. That's it. We're gonna identify our patterns so that we can start to change them. Because if you don't know what they are, then you can't change anything. But the good news about this, y'all know I love me some James Clear. And every time Corinne does a course, every time Corinne teaches or opens her mouth or any of that kind of stuff, I am so, it is just another proof that it is not a you problem. It is a process problem. You developed a process, you developed a pattern that served you well for a lot of years. Those cookies, they served a big purpose. That was the only way you knew how to deal with stress. And thankfully, they were there because you've gotten through every stressful situation. You didn't have another way to deal with it. So you did what you knew. You did what you were told. Now we're just going to change it up. So there's that. All right. I need questions, y'all. It's ask me anything. That's what I have from this week. That's what you're going to be doing this week. Like I said, you can, go listen to it on the 365, listen on the videos, whatever. Either way is fine by me. Okay, Anonymous has said, private coaching, is there any openings? What coaches have availability? Y'all aren't gonna believe this. I think every coach has one or two spots left. This never happens. I think Kathy's got a spot. I think Lizzie has a spot. Betsy's, I think, has got three spots, and Lisa may have four spots. I just did our numbers yesterday. That's why it's fresh in my mind. So if you have wanted to work with Kathy, or you've wanted to work with Lizzie, or Betsy, or Lisa, now's the time, because we usually on a wait list. Usually on a wait list. So, and then if you go over to the private coaching, under coaching, private coaching. At the top, you'll see where you can schedule a call. You can get on a call, a private coaching interest call, if you want to make sure that's right for you, whatnot. So there's that. Nobody else got questions? All right, let's go. We'll be done today. That's not gonna happen. That is not gonna happen. That's not gonna happen. Let's see. We can talk amongst ourselves. Everybody's doing great. Nobody's got questions about weight loss, about anything. When will Christy start private coaching? I do not know. We have Christy doing other things. Coach Christy Larson is now an OBS coach, which is amazing. But she's the first thing she's going to do is take over our GLP-1 group. You're going to see her in there some. She's still going to be in the main Facebook group, of course. We're going to get her into Ask Coaches, but she is going to start creating some because she's like a nutritionist or something. She was a pharmacist, like. Well, he is. I mean, she still is a pharmacist. Just because she works for us now, I don't mean she's not a pharmacy person. She's going to create some resources for y'all. So that is her first number one job, which I'm so excited about. Wait till you hear what she's creating for y'all. And so, but we're going to get her feet wet in a little bit of Ask Coaches and other stuff. But we're going to really, she's going to be cranking out some content for y'all at first. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Oh, how do you know if you need to work on relaxing or you need to work on gaining more energy? What defines tired? Okay. When you are tired, so look at your sleep, right? If you're not getting enough sleep at night and your body is demanding sleep, like if you're waking up tired, you probably need more sleep. If you've been up for 12, 14 hours and it's getting nighttime, you probably need some sleep. You probably need some sleep. But a lot of times, whenever you say, like, what's tired, there are different forms of tired. Like, we can need to relax from mental exertion. We can need to relax from, physical exertion. We can need to relax from all kinds of stuff. So, tired is your brain can be tired, different things like that. Now, the other thing I want you to think about is because this question, gaining more energy, like to me, that sounds like procrastination. So, really, it is when do I know when I'm relaxing and when I'm procrastinating, right? So, a lot of times, an urge to just stay sitting is a procrastination. Like, you've had enough sleep, you're not really under stress, but you're probably dreading a task or an activity. That's when sometimes, and then sometimes you can be tired and procrastinating. And sometimes you just have to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get up and do it because it needs to get done. So we need to work on the thoughts about procrastination because that's kind of what it sounds like to me. I have a deep-rooted pattern of needing dessert at night. First of all, it's a pattern. It's been practiced over time. When watch how y'all describe these patterns too, and I'm not getting on you, Kathy, but like a deep-rooted pattern. It's a pattern. Once it becomes a pattern, it becomes a habit. It is well-worn. But like when you describe it as like deep-rooted or it's been going on for so long, and we describe it like that, it may like you're making it seem harder. But that's just one, it's semantics at that point. It's due to a mixture of boredom, transition to finally relaxing and being tired. In Weight Watchers times, I was satisfied with a Yazzo bar. In calorie counting, I learned to just fit it in and then fit more and more. Should I just start on cutting down desserts, scaling it back and learning that is okay? Very uncomfortable that I need it. I don't like needing it, but I feel scaling it down will be less scary and more doable. Absolutely. Because here's what we got to do. We have got to quit just cutting shit out because that's the end goal. Like the goal maybe for you is that you don't have a snack at night. Okay. Maybe that's the goal. But you start where you are and you do what is doable because that's what's going to make it sustainable. When you just cut it out and you're like trying to rush to the end goal, it's the same thing. I see it all the time with like Corinne says we have to get 64 ounces of water. I'm literally not drinking 1 ounce of water, but I have to get 64 ounces in. You start where you are. Maybe you start with 8 ounces of water. That's it. In a day, you start where you are and then you build up to that. The ultimate end goal is the 64 ounces. If you're not a great sleeper, the ultimate end goal is 7 or more hours of night of sleep. If you're only sleeping 4 hours, trying to sleep 7 is going to be hard. You have to start where you are. So I love that, Kathy, of like, I'm looking at what I have right now. And then I'm going to do what is doable for me. Like if you're drink, like when I was drinking wine, you know, every night that the good Lord sent me, like my goal was to not drink during the week, but I couldn't start there. That was not when you go for it. I wasn't going to go from drinking wine 7 days a week to drinking wine on Friday and Saturday night. Just like that. I had to start with what was doable for me. And so I love that. And then Kathy, don't forget when you a little bit like kind of cut back or you're like, can I just have this tonight? See how I feel. Maybe it's not that bad. And you do it. Celebrate it, Kathy. You got it. We got to celebrate that because that is what is going to make the habit stick is when you celebrate it. Let's see. I get some of these questions out of the way. So I don't be confused. Okay. Dorena, was there a specific meal daily planner that relates to March's focus? I'm on the Regain Reset planner now. Is that okay? That's absolutely perfect. Now there is a resource guide on the page, that you can download. There are worksheets in there that help you work through it, but, you can use whatever planner. Holly says John Acuff has a new book on procrastination. I need that book. Because you know what? I'm a world-class procrastinator. I can procrastinate with the best of them. Pre-orders are available and maybe with freebies. I need to pre-order that because there's that. Last week, I think I lived out of my dirty clothes hamper for all week because I didn't want to put my clothes away. Mm-hmm. There's that. I sure did. I've been meaning to clean out my jewelry box for a month now. I need to get into some action. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay. I'm here with y'all. I don't procrastinate on my work. So, Gene Banning, look at you made a funny. Gene Banning said, I need that book. I'll order it later. Girl, that was funny. That was cute. Okay. I know I LOL'd too, darling. That's precious. Anonymous. I'm feeling so burnt out by the whole process of weight loss. I'm tired of planning, tired of thinking about it. I feel like I'm on the verge of giving up. How do I keep going? Okay. First of all, make sure that you're having some success. A lot of times burnout comes from trying to do all the things, not being able to do them and not having success. So my question to you is, Anonymous, if I was going to make weight loss easy, what would I be doing right now? What would be like, what feels like the least friction for me to do right now? And then again, you have to celebrate it because I want you to think about like, I can't juggle at all. Like I'm not a juggler. So if I wanted to juggle, I would start just getting used to throwing one ball in the air. Like I would just practice being able to catch it consistently. Maybe do it with both hands. Try it with my right hand. Good Lord, that'd be a mess. Just, I get good at that. And then when I get good at it, I'd be like, well, damn, I am doing pretty good with that. I wonder if I can now start with two balls. Maybe I'll watch a YouTube video about it and maybe I'll practice with two balls. Let's do that. So then I go get two balls and then I start practicing with it and I juggle with two balls and I get really, really good at it. But what happens with weight loss is it's like you want to wait for hunger, stop it enough. You want to notice any patterns that are going on. You want to plan, get your water, get your sleep, whatever. Got to go to live calls. That's what we tell ourselves. All this shit, this is not true, but this is what we tell ourselves. And then I've got to like watch all the replays. Then, oh, there's a new course. And then I got to post in Facebook, 10 things. Okay, let me get all 10 balls. And then we just go, we can't do it. We can't do it. We cannot juggle 10 balls. And then we get burnt out. Because we keep failing because we're trying to juggle 10 balls at one time because that's the story that we've told ourselves. That's what's required for weight loss. And the reason we tell ourselves that's what's required for weight loss is because every time we went on a diet in the past, for me, My husband would, he's not here, but he could tell you every, he knew every time I would go on to Atkins, honey, because I would come in this house and I would open up my pantry and there would be bags of shit. I would have to get all that out of the house. We had to go all in. Then I would go back out to the store. I would be looking up, like, low carb, whatever. And I would be buying all of the whatever. I'd do all that stuff. And we had to go all in. We had to go all in. So then we joined No BS and we think we got to go all in. That's not how it works. Wait, it's like literally the number one question of No BS. How can I make this easy today? How can I take one tiny step closer to my weight loss? But then here's what the problem is, Anonymous. Then your brain's gonna be like, that's not enough. But that's not good enough. It is. Today, it is good enough. This is my 100% today. This is what I'm able to do today. And that's what we tell ourselves. It feels uncomfortable. It feels opposite of what we've already done in the past. But we've got to start being honest and remind ourselves what we did in the past did not work. If it did, it might have gotten us temporary weight loss. It could have. Hell, you could have even been at maintenance for a minute. But if it really was the solve, if it really was the magic bullet, you would still be at goal weight. So we've got to do something different. And that is take one step at a time, one thing at a time, move forward from there. I hope that was helpful. And then you can email me too, Anonymous. Listen, if you are, or use Ask Coaches. If you're like, girl, I don't even know what one simple thing is. I just don't know. Go to Ask Coaches and say, I'm feeling burnt out. I need some simple steps to get me going. That's all you have to say. You can put that in an email to me too. Whatever. Does not matter. Just don't sit in it yourself. You got experts to help you. Let us help you. Let us help you. Patty says, I have an injury and can't do much physical activity at all. Can't put any weight on my foot. I'm doing arm workouts and trying to be creative, but I'm fighting the urge to want to resign myself that I won't maintain my weight. I need some ways to think this through. Weight loss ain't with movement. It's just not. Period. It's just not. Has nothing to do with it. You cannot outrun your mouth, ever. We cannot burn enough calories to combat overeating. Can't happen. Weight loss is right here and right here. That's it. I always tell the story, Coach Christie, the old Coach Christie, not the new Coach Christie, but the Coach Christie that left to take care of her parents. She had a sister with cerebral palsy. And she's in a wheelchair. Like she can't walk. She has to transfer herself with a sliding board or a lift. Like she can't move. She lost 50 pounds. Best weight loss I ever had was one time when I was before I was a member, when Corinne used to do these lives on Facebook back in the day. And I was walking. I had started walking a little bit. And I was like, I can't walk. I got bursitis in my knees and I couldn't walk. And she was like, she told me two things and it was so valuable. And I will tell you now. One, she said, preserve that time that you were working out. You're going to exercise your mind. You're going to listen to something. You're going to read something. You're going to journal. You're going to whatever. And then double down on doable hunger. That's it. I lost more weight in those 2 weeks than the rest of my weight loss journey. The quickest I've ever dropped weight. It is not about movement. I mean, we've all been to races, and so I've seen runners that are overweight. If movement was the answer, nobody at the gym would be overweight. We've seen overweight gym rats, which that's fine. But you do want to move for other reasons. I go to Pilates. I love Pilates so much. I mean, like I was there this morning. It helps me stretch and I feel so good because I sit in this chair all the time. I love it. I do it because I love it Well, it gets me out of my house because I would never leave home if I didn't go there. I have little friends there and I talk to people in the morning, which is so nice. And then I get to stretch out and, like I'm like, helping my body weight and all that. I love it. I'm doing it for osteoporosis. I'm doing it for social. I'm doing it for all kinds of stuff, but not for weight loss. Karen fucking Brett, you whatever. But you losing your weight for show, honey. But that's what you've got to tell yourself. That's what you got to tell yourself. My maintenance does not come from movement. That's the truth. No, but you're getting there, Karen. Listen, you're doing good, Karen. Each time I think I have a certain thought about my weight loss under control, my brain says, yeah, but about XYZ. Is this normal? Yes, it 100% is. I get peace, and then here we go with something else. I'm so tired from the mental crap. Does it ever get easier? I'm going to tell you something. I have crappy thoughts all day long. Here's the difference. The longer you're in no BS and the more you work on your thoughts, the quicker you can flip them. The quicker you can call bullshit on them, the quicker you can dismiss them and not ponder on them. Like, I literally at this point can hear thoughts and be like, the fuck? And then not think about them anymore. Like, that's not true. Now, there are some thoughts that I have to sit down and work through. There's some things that I need to sit down, talk through, like with myself, work through with myself. They feel more true. And I think I'll always have those. Like, I mean, those are beliefs, right? That I've had for a long time and they keep popping back up like a gopher, like a whack-a-mole. Like, you think you got it and then it pops up over here and then you think you got it and it pops up over here. That's just how it is. Our brain is, it's probably some of those thoughts served you well in the past. So I used to always tell myself, I'm not smart, I'm not good enough, I'm whatever. And it came from, like, as I've gone through and like realized, my mom used to always tell me I wasn't gonna amount to anything. I was never gonna do anything with my life, like all of these things. So my brain protected me by saying, you're not good enough to keep me from trying. Because I believed what my mama told me. That I couldn't go anywhere, that I couldn't do anything, that I would never amount to anything. So that belief of I'm not good enough kept me safe for a long time. And it kept me small, not small in size, girl, but small, where I didn't want to try and I didn't want to try to push myself. And it served me well. And I had to come to grips with that thought and I had to thank it for being there. But it did its job. I don't need it anymore. I appreciate you and that thought and everything it ever did for me. It served me well for a lot of years, and I just had to retire it. Yeah, Karen said, still fighting the shit, but better. Yes. I mean, that's just how it is. And then you make peace with those thoughts. And now, listen. I'm just going to tell you, like today something was in Slack and, Corinne commented or something at work. And I like literally my heart dropped and I was like, see, fucked up again. I didn't fuck up. It wasn't even me, but that's my go-to thought. See, you can't do it right. You fucked up again. That's the first thing I think every time. It's my like go-to pop-up thought. I'm like, good Lord, won't you read it first before you decide? And then I read it and I was like, that's not even me. Like, it's not even, she wasn't talking to me. But it pops up. And I'm like, what the fuck? Not even me. So it's like those thoughts, it's sort of like overeating. Like we're pissed we did it. We don't want to do it. We want to get rid of it. We want to whatever. It was so good for us, y'all. It kept us safe. It kept us calm. All that stuff. I mean, it did it for a long time, and I'm thankful for it. It got me through some hard times. But now I can get me through some hard times. I don't need it anymore. That thought, you're not good enough, got me through some hard times. But now I'm gonna get me through my hard times. I don't need it anymore. I'm grateful for every shitty thought, every shitty belief, because it served a purpose and it kept me safe. And I appreciate them. But now I'm gonna do that for me. I don't need those thoughts anymore. Let's see. Jenny says, I've been working through the lessons and worksheets for this month. I got to the questions about what do I truly need from this food that I think I have no control over or label it tastes so good. And I can know when I do use it for emotional purposes, but right now I feel great. But if you put Reese's eggs or pizza in front of me, I feel like I could just eat them and not be due to anything. That truly is because it tastes so damn good. What do I do with this? That's not true. We just talked about that, Jenny. You said put pizza or Reese's eggs in front of me. I feel like I could just eat them. That's not true. Because when you go through the checkout aisle right now over at the Publix, there's a whole display of Reese's eggs. And you standing there minding your own business, just looking around, waiting on the lady in front of you to be done. You don't open all of them up right there. They're right in front of you. They're right in front of you. So it's got to be something else because they taste just as good in the line of the Publix as they do in your house. But there's something different when you're in your house. It could be, I deserve it. I've been so good. This is going to help me. I'm going to take a break. I need a break. Whatever it is. But we know it's not the food because you can be around it. Oh, Jean Banning has finally kicked the seasonal Reese's. I did have a private client one time that we coached for several weeks about the seasonal Reese's cups. Oh, James Clear said that. I missed that one. That's another good one. Pam, savor the little victories as much as you criticize the little mistakes. I'm going to just tell you something. If James Clear opened up a church, I might would attend it. I think he is genius. I love him so much. He has so many good, if y'all have not read Atomic Habits, go read Atomic Habits. So good. Oh my God. I know, right, Gene? He's got so many little tidbits. I love him. Okay. I'm trying to get back into the swing of no BS and want to do the new start 8-week program. Yeah. Is this on a specific schedule or do I just follow along in the companion printout on my own? Yep, we did it last month. No, we didn't do it last. We did it last 2 months. But it is always available on the website, and you can go through it anytime. And actually, for all of you who are if you're listening to this or whatnot, this is the first time we've had something to send, I'm gonna say old members back through. But let's say that you've done the No BS course, you're plugging right along, and you sort of fall off. Like life happens, and you're like, fuck it. And then you're like, sort of like Chris, and you're like, I'm gonna come back and get into the swing. Like, I feel like I have drifted away. I have backslid a little bit. I have backslid. Now I'm ready to come back. I'm ready to, come. I'm ushering myself back into No BS. We are gonna quit referring you back to the No BS weight loss course if you've already done it. We're actually gonna start sending you to start because it breaks it down into little small pieces. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, that's me too, then go do start. Just go listen to it. Good question, Chris. And then you know what, Chris, too? Reach out if you got any questions. Make sure, it's any of the bonus courses, whether it's start or you're going through nighttime eating or emotional eating or whatever, you're doing something different than the monthly focus, whatnot. always, you still have coach support as you go through those courses. It's called Ask Coaches. You go in there and you're like, hey, I'm doing, because we've all taken every single everything. We've taken everything, right? We've taken every course. We've taken everything on the website. Okay. So we know we've worked through START ourselves. We've worked through emotional eating. We've worked through the nighttime eating course. You bring any question to the coaches, we can answer them. That's like that's the truth right there. Let me see. I'm going to make sure. Nicole said, where is START? I'm going to make sure that it got moved over to, hold on a minute. Oh, I was listening to something. Let's see. Courses, bonus courses. It has not been moved over yet. So if you go to this month in no BS, scroll all the way down to the very bottom of it. This month in no BS, scroll to the bottom. You'll see January, February 2026, the START method. And it'll say click here to see January and February's replay. And then it'll say the START course is right there. So that's exactly where you go. It'll eventually land on the bonus. Page bonus course pages, but just hadn't made it over there yet. There's that. Janet said, with the content constantly evolving, is it worthwhile to go back to older co courses? 100%. We ones that become obsolete or don't really apply anymore, we'll archive those. We'll pull those off the website. So about once a year, we go through the courses and look and see like which ones are old or outdated or don't really apply anymore, and we'll pull those down. So yes, the ones that are there are all there, you know, no BS approved, I guess would be the best way to say it. Cheryl said, working with a trainer, which I love, but not dropping pounds. It's been a year. I have only lost 10 pounds at the start. Okay, so we got to dial into doable hunger. Cheryl, you can go to Ask Coaches and say, I've only lost 10 pounds. I want to make sure if you are not tracking, track. But think about the times that you're still, you know, you're still going past enough. And if you tell me, first of all, if you can identify the times you're going past enough, we have to figure out why. What is that food giving you in those moments? Why are you going past enough? That's number one. Number two, if you say, MJ, hand to God, I would bet the farm. I am literally on point with waiting for hunger and stopping at enough, and I've lost 10 pounds in a year. We've got to recalibrate what is hunger and enough for you, because there's something, you know, you probably are just eating a little bit over enough. Or eating, you know, not quite hungry. So we have to look at that. Take that to Ask Coaches. Take some data to Ask Coaches. And then if you know when you're overeating, go back and go into Ask Coaches and say, I know I'm still overeating at dinner, or I know I'm still overeating here. And let us work with you through that. That Darlene said she wants to go back and do the relationships course. Y'all, I have done that relationships course. I bet you no less than 10 times. With different people. I have done it no less than 10 times. I know. Yeah, I've done it a lot. I love listening to that one. Sue said, my husband and I have been going through a lot. He lost his job. I had a hip replacement. My 94-year-old mom has been in the hospital 3 times since December. And last week I dislocated my hip replacement. Oh, shoot fire. Any suggestions for easy, doable things to give myself compassion and allow myself to rest without guilt? This is the one I always use. Who needs you to rest and recover? Who needs you other than you? A lot of times it's hard for us to do for ourselves, so it's easier to do for somebody else. Like your mom probably needs you at your best. She needs you to rest now so you can come back stronger and help take care of her. Your husband needs your support right now. So he probably needs you to rest so that you can get stronger and help him. So a lot of times it's easier to do for somebody else more than yourself, right? And the other thing, why are you telling yourself that you shouldn't be resting? Right? That's another one of those patterns. Like, it means I'm lazy. Well, how is me resting right now not laziness? You have to counteract the thoughts that are coming in. Why am I feeling I should be up doing this, that, or the other thing? Why is that not true right now? Why is it true that maybe I should rest right now? We have to start working through that. Let's see. What is a good, Christine says, what is a good simple pause reminder you use before eating? I was setting reminders on my phone to go off during times I tend to snack, but have been ignoring or missing them lately. Need another good one. So, one good one is to put like a sticky note wherever you typically go get your snacks. So I had one, well, we have a drawer, a snack drawer. So I would put a discovery worksheet. That was Kathy Hartman's idea inside of the, inside of my drawer. So every time I'd open it up, I had the discovery worksheet. I had, then we do have some other food like in this, cupboard. So I had one every time I would open up the cupboard, I had a note taped right there. I had one on the refrigerator. I just had them everywhere to remind me. And then every so often I would change the color because you do get acclimated to seeing like a yellow sticky note on your refrigerator, right? And so you want to change the color. So, but that's how I did it. The other thing you can do is like if you always eat at the table or whatnot, I mean, you could put a, like, you could just stick like an old shitty, like get like an old shitty squishy to put like on your counter, just little things to remind you of whatever it is. And like, I'll be honest, we used to have a no BS. We used to be called PNP Tribe. And like the tree was like our, Corinne has like a tree tattooed on her, whatever. And I had a member that made a tree for me. It's still in my refrigerator, in my kitchen. It's still there. And every time I look at it, it's near the bread thing, and it just reminds me. And nobody has to know what that is, the tree. Like, you know, a lot of times people are like, I don't want to put a sticky note. I don't want to do like whatever. But like, if no BS, like, you know, like maybe the no BS blue on our website, get something and put it in your kitchen just to remind you. I think it was like rooted, like the tree was like, you know, deep roots, and it had like hearts on the bottom of it. I don't even remember now. You have to ask Corinne to see her tattoo. But you know, just it's rooted, and it's like big, and it continues to grow and evolve, and like just a tree, I guess. I don't know. That's what it was, but it was a tree. But I have that in my kitchen. Like it's just little things like that. I used to write like my goal weight on my wrist under my watch. Like, 'cause my watch would slide, people wouldn't see it, but like every day I would write my goal weight with a Sharpie on my body to remind me, y'all. And it doesn't have to be like, you have to be like, I'm on a diet and I'm losing weight. I'm trying to become my best self and whatnot. No, absolutely not. I used to have sticky notes in my car. Y'all think I'm crazy. I'm telling you, I'm crazy. I went all in on me. I mean, I really did. I mean, you know, I did go all in on me. I was tired of feeling bad. I was tired of beating myself up. I was tired of how I talked to myself. I was just tired of it. I was so tired of it. And I was like, I will do whatever it takes to lose this, to not even lose this weight, to change my life. I will do whatever it takes. And I did because I went to college of MJ. That's what I did. I always told people, like, I used to carry, like, we used to have a planner and like a three ring binder, and like, it was like big three ring binder. Like, it was big. And I carried it. If I went on vacation, I made room for it in my suitcase. And Corinne used to say, you know, you can pull pages out, you don't have to make it so bulky. But I was like, I'm going to make space for this. That's how important this is to me. I'm gonna bring it with me. I'm gonna, if I have to take something else out, by God, that's what I'm gonna do. I will, because this is important to me. And I mean, that's what I just did that. I had to change my life. I was so sick of me. I was so tired of me. I was so tired of just, I was tired of being tired, y'all. I was tired of being tired. Yeah, I just did. PhD, that's exactly right. Best college I ever went to. Corinne used to call, no BS, well, it was PNP tribe, a rolling university. And I mean, it was in the car, honey. I felt it had Corinne. My kids used to say, don't you get sick of listening to her? No, I don't. I mean, by God, I heard mom, 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 mom 50,000 times. I could sure as hell listen to Corinne. There's that. I could listen to y'all. I could listen to her. And I always say, I say this, and I think really because it was how I did it. Get no BS out of your planner into your life. That's what we got to do. Because y'all, we got such great planners in here. Y'all write these, y'all journal and do things and whatnot. And you got these amazing thoughts. And then you write and you pore over them, some of y'all. And then you just close the book and you're like, okay. And then it never gets anywhere. It never goes anywhere. We can't do that. Yep, losing 100 pounds with fit and fat, honey, with a P and a H. That's what we was. That's what we were. Oh, I wouldn't pause training, Cheryl. I would just keep training and let's work on doable hunger. Let's work on doable hunger. That's where the weight loss is, girl. Gina says, look, I've been on so many soapboxes today. Oh, I get on the soapbox. Gina, I recently had breast cancer and now on an estrogen blocker, which has given me lots of side effects, and I've gained 25 pounds. I was very slim before. Will I be able to lose the weight? I've been told these blockers keep the weight on. I need hope. I'm going to tell you, Gina, I would write in to ask coaches, attention, Kathy. That's exactly what I would do. It's exactly what Kathy is going through right now. Because she had breast cancer. She's on the estrogen blockers. She actually did go on a GLP-1. I'm not saying that that's what you have to do, but Kathy has done a ton of research. Kathy has worked with a dietitian to try to get that weight off and different things. Like, so she has done the work 100%. And it's not my, area of expertise, but go to ask coaches, put attention Kathy, or even listen, email support at pnptribe.com or click the blue question mark and put attention Kathy. I'll make sure that she answers your questions because that's like medical stuff that I don't want to get into. And I know that Kathy has done the research. So make sure that you reach out, Gina. Whitney, oh, we are having to put our dog baby to rest. I'm so sorry. That is so difficult. That is so difficult. Of course, I'm struggling. Yeah, you should be. You would be. It's scheduled for Friday so my daughter can come home from university to say goodbye. But nights are really rough, so my sleep is jacked up. Yeah, I didn't work out, which I love, for 4 days until yesterday, mostly because I'm sleeping in. Look at you giving yourself what you need, Whitney. That is amazing. That is exactly what you need to be doing. I love that. I'm trying to figure out how to get through this without eating my face off, but I'm so sleep deprived. I am not making the best choices. I tried to journal, but it just makes me cry. Okay. Can you advise on a couple of things I can do while we're going through this? Number one, realize it is normal. Everything you're feeling, a lot of times we eat because we don't want to feel those things, but you love this baby so much. You have known, and I'm sure they love you too, just as much, right? Like that's unconditional love from a dog, from a fur baby. But realize that you were loved and have loved enough to be feeling this. This is how you're supposed to feel. You don't need to run from it. I am, able to feel this thing. The other thing I want you to do, which I'm going to tell you, on the No BS website under resources, there is a nervous system resource page. And at the very bottom, where is it? Where? No. Oh, feeling a feeling. Tool process, feeling a feeling. It is one where Coach Lizzie, I'm gonna put the link right here. I want you to go listen to this. I want you to get in a quiet space. If you go to the website resources, nervous system resource page under tool. processing a feeling. Coach Lizzie took us through. She had something happen at her house and she processed a feeling live on a call with this process that she came up with. It is absolutely amazing. I would go to a room just in the quiet. Yes, go do that. It was so good. And that's what you need to be doing in those moments when the feeling feels very big. Just bring the temperature down a notch. Again, Tammy, I would go to that lesson. Like, I'm feeling overwhelmed. And the same thing. I should be, I mean, I'm feeling overwhelmed because there's all this stuff going on. But here's the other thing. You know exactly what to do next. You know exactly what to do next. It just feels like a lot going on right now. It is a lot. On paper, it is a lot. But you're going to do one thing at a time. But go through that process. Yes. Yes. So Jamie said, I put my kitty down last week. I'm so sorry. Peaceful, but awful. I'm reminding myself it hurts. Myself, it hurts is equal to the love we felt. Yes. Oh, that's so precious. Mary said, I'm having a hard time finding my pattern. I believe it was because I didn't lose 5 pounds in February. I start with, well, you weighed. It will be a week before you weigh. So have some things you want. And then grazing starts and then turns to sneak eating. And then a couple of days on track now. My food is anything I tend to limit most times. I can't say I'm tired, bored. That's your pattern though. Your pattern is permission after you weigh because you've got a week. That's the pattern. And it probably comes from back in the Weight Watchers. What did we used to do after we left the Weight Watchers meeting, y'all? Go to the buffet? The pattern. You get a cheat day after you weigh in. Well-worn pattern. Well-worn pattern. And listen, a lot of times too, like, you know, when we're talking about these Sonic for a foot-long chili dog. Yes. Right? Mary says that's right. But that's where it comes from. It doesn't have to be deep seated, like in the root of you. Like a lot of times we think about finding patterns, like we should feel some kind of emotional release when we find the pattern. No, it could just be, I'm tired or my ass is in this seat. And every time my ass is in this seat, I go get ice cream. I always have something in my hand when I sit here. That's all it could be. I mean, that it does not have to be like some great, big, deep something. It could be every night. Where's Annette from Iowa? I'm going to tell Annette's story. Annette's daddy used to say, get you a little something to eat before bed. And so guess what she used to do? Because her daddy told her, get you a little something to eat before bed. So she developed a pattern. You eat a little something before you go to bed. This is the one time she's not... That's right. Yes, Annette's on here. So guess what she did as an adult? Guess what her pattern was? Time to go to bed. Get yourself a little bite to eat. That's it. Nothing deep. Nothing like gut-wrenching. That's all it was. Yeah. Look, I tell all your shit, Annette. Annette's like, I hate I ever coached with you. I tell every bit of Annette's mess. Oh, Lord have mercy. But she still loves me, thank God. Oh, goodness. Anonymous says, I have a pattern of grab-assing weekend afternoons. I'm usually feeling like I want to be done with my tasks for the day. Yes, it's a procrastinate. That's what it is. It's a procrastinate. So, I grab a piece of chocolate every time I walk down the hall to give me a bit of pleasure while I continue working on my to-do list. I don't want to do this anymore. Where can I start to change? Well, first of all, the easiest thing to do is set yourself, your environment up for success. Put the chocolate away. Don't make it in the hall where you can just grab it. That's number one thing to fix. If you can change your circumstance, I bet you won't even miss it either. I bet you won't even miss it. Probably not. Out of sight, out of mind. If you got food out on the counter and every time you reach, walk by and grab it, put it up. Good Lord, make it easy. That's what I would do. And then the other thing too is you could also just put like if you love to have the chocolate out, put a little bit of Saran wrap over it. That's what could insert your paws. Because in order to get the candy now, you've had to insert time for yourself to think. Put a little bit of something over it. So try that. And then tell yourself, I'm here working. I can eat and work, or I can lose weight and work. I'm still gonna get it done. It ain't gonna make a hill of beans difference. Not a bit of difference. Let's see. Let's see. Darlene said, "Hi, MJ. Hey, Darlene. I coached with Lizzie the other day, and she asked me to send my plans for the week. I never did that with a coach. I keep thinking I want to get lower in my range. I was thinking maybe I'm just so used to being in weight loss mode. I'm still so used to that, though. What am I doing if not trying to lose?" That was my thought, Darlene. I'm either losing or gaining. I didn't know what to do with maintenance. At my goal, talk on this a minute. Well, what do you do if you're not like what you're gonna have to journal on it a little bit, okay? And you're gonna have to, if you really think this is where it is, if you think this is a thought error, Darlene, that you're like, I want to be here, but I don't know what I'm doing if I'm not losing, you need to ask yourself, what am I doing? If I'm not losing, what am I doing? Why am I thinking I still need to lose weight? Is it a dopamine hit that you're missing? Do you have other goals? Did you set other goals for yourself? What else do you want to do? If weight loss is not what's consuming your thoughts in your life now, what else kind of goals do you have for yourself? What else would you work on if not weight loss? Start to answer some of those things. And you can, of course, work with the coaches. Everything is so perfect in weight now. Yes. Yeah. And start writing about, like, Darlene, every day. Like, I know you sit and write. I know you do the work. Here's what I want you to do. Every day, write how thankful you are to be in maintenance, how amazing it is, how this maintenance life you've created for yourself, how easy it is to stay here, how grateful you are for it. That's what you need to be working on. That's what you need to be working on. Vanessa said, "I'm having trouble figuring out my pattern. I think it might be that I do really well rocking the four basics for a few days, then I fall off and overeat at dinner. And after dinner is that what I'm looking for?" Yes. Yeah, it's like that all or nothing. Like I talked about it sort of at the beginning. Like you start to eat, like you eat a little bit over enough, and then maybe you start to think, you worry you might be screwing it up, like, oh, now I've blown it, whatever. It could be some perfectionist thinking going on in there. It could be I've already, like, it's just a little bit, and then it kind of takes you down the rabbit hole. Oh, Darlene, this is exactly the root of your problem. Right here, this one sentence. I have something I want to do. I'm a little afraid of starting. That's exactly what it is. So you know weight loss, Darlene. You've done it. You're at maintenance. You've been successful. So you hold in your hands two things you could work on. One, you know, you rock it out. You are a boss at weight loss. You like, girl, I have lost my weight. I know what I'm doing. Then on the other hand, you've got the unknown. And there is fear because your brain wants to what? Keep you safe. We don't know about that, Darlene. Oh, I don't know. You could fail. That could hurt. But you know what you do have over here? Weight loss. You're good at that. Why don't you keep working on that? That's what's happening, Darlene. You have a perfectly good functioning human brain that is trying to keep you safe. And you're going to have to choose a little bit of discomfort on that side. That was really good. That's your answer, Darlene. Hey, Jim. Yeah. Let's see. My life won't quit lifing right now, Annette. Three friends have died since the 6th of January. I had COVID and influenza in the last month and a half. and been on prednisone twice, which has pushed my blood sugars to high. Yeah, on my pump, and final and some anxiety around that. Just filed my mom's final tax return. Oh, which seemed like really seeing her life being all put in a manila envelope and filed away. I want to get off the spiral of life. No, you don't, Annette. You do not want to get off the spiral of life. You want a little bit of relief from the spiral of life. You want to be right where you are right now. So life is lifing. What else should it be doing? And again, you've got to go back. It's normal. This is literally when you put that thing in the manila envelope and you mailed it off, did whatever you did with it. That was the, you don't have, your mom's stuff is done. That chapter of your life is closed where you're trying to manage her stuff and do her stuff. All that's, it's over. So what does that mean? Is your mom still, around? How are you still, honoring her and speaking to her? I know you're still talking to her and stuff. That's what you have to, there's nothing left for me to do for her. Except the one thing she wanted for you, which is to live your life, to be the best Annette, to enjoy your grandchildren. To enjoy your husband. Your mama loved you. That's what she wants for you. That's what you can do for her. Live your best life now. You did a good job taking care of her, and now you get to take care of you. That's what's left. Let's see. Karen says, I had a friend do some tough love with me. She pointed out that I use my hunt for why I do a behavior and those frustrations against myself. She said, I'm allowing it to be an excuse to eat shit and start abusing myself with food and inner dialogue. Initially, I wanted to tell her to pound sand, but after a day, I realized she's right. I say I'm self-sabotaging for a reason, but it's not just a few overeats. It's a full-on beatdown. Now that I'm willing to accept the truth of this, I need help changing my pattern. I know it's always going to come up and I recognize it faster, but I want to improve how I react. Not expecting perfection. I just want to move from immediate negative to some positive action. Well, Karen, it's probably not going to move from immediate negative. Like I said, whenever I saw that message from Corinne today, immediately my brain is like, you fucked up. It's immediate. It's a habit. Like it runs like that. That's what happens. So I have to pause and then ask myself, okay, let's get the facts first. Let's see what's really happening first. Because those immediate thoughts, what if they never go away? They may not ever go away. I'm at the root. I'm a people pleaser-ish. Some people I don't give a fuck, but like my boss and stuff, and like y'all, I am still, I do have some people pleasing tendencies. So it's just the thought that comes up. It's okay. It gets to be there, and I get to be like, the fuck? Let's get the facts first before I go off the deep end, MJ. I literally like thought that to myself. Before you go down that path, let's get the facts. What can I do when my brain feels so tired? Look at the stories that you have about a lot of things. Like, what are you telling yourself about work? What are you telling yourself about weight loss? Are you celebrating enough of your wins? So a lot of times when you get like that burnout kind of feeling, it comes from the fact that you just continually sort of not beat yourself up, but like kind of go down the rabbit hole of like, I'm never going to figure this out. It's going to be hard. It's going to take forever, whatever it is. It's very difficult. It goes down that kind of that hole. And so you want to see what stories do I have about different things. I don't know. I don't know why I'm saying that today, Nancy. The fuck? I don't know why I'm saying that. I never say that. Isn't that weird? Okay. I'm gonna have to cut this off. Yo, I said ask questions, and then here the hell we are. The rest of them we're gonna have to take to ask coaches, y'all. If I did not get to them, I apologize. We have gone over. Annette, you and Darlene need to change numbers. Change, y'all need to be friends on Facebook. So, y'all are already friends, aren't you? The fuck? I don't know why I say that all day. All right, y'all. I will talk to y'all later. Have a good week, y'all. Be nice to yourself. That we all have something good we do every day. Find it and celebrate it. I just love y'all. All right. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.